Newsmax News.
It's minus 3 and sunny at 4 o'clock from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm Connor Robinson. Ontario's education minister says the government wants to reach a deal with the province's high school teachers to avoid a one-day strike set for tomorrow. Stephen Lecce is calling on the union to compromise with the government on compensation as talks continue.
The ball's in the court of the unions to be reasonable. The government has demonstrated that we have been reasonable. We're going to continue to be reasonable. Today we've offered, we think, a different frame, which hopefully will demonstrate to OSSTF that we are going to continue to maintain our focus on kids, on keeping them in class, and providing continuity for parents.
The Ontario Secondary School Teachers Federation is already conducting a work-to-rule campaign and has been without a contract since the end of August. The National Chief of the Assembly of First Nations is calling on the federal government for more aggressive action on climate change. Chief Perry Bellegarde told the Special Assembly of Chiefs in Ottawa this morning that it is more than symbolic that Indigenous peoples walk at the front of the climate change protest marches.
Indigenous peoples have been at the front of the fight for climate justice for all along, all this time. Our people are of the land and water. And so we know that we must help design the solutions that this planet needs, our Mother Earth needs. There's got to be that vision of sustainable development.
Bellegarde is calling on governments to work with First Nations on real climate action, saying the time is now for bold vision and decisive action. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and U.S. President Donald Trump met on the sidelines of the NATO summit in London, England. Trump was asked if he made any progress since a summit meeting in June in getting the Chinese to release Canadian detainees Michael Kovrig and Michael Spafford.
And I think we've made progress, and I had mentioned that to President Xi, as you know, because it was a big subject at the time. And I just hope they're being treated well, but I put in a very, very strong word for those two prisoners.
The Canadians were detained a year ago after Canada arrested Chinese tech executive Meng Wanzhou at Washington's request. California Senator Kamala Harris is ending her bid for the Democratic presidential nomination in 2020. Alex Stone reports.
Kamala Harris peaked early on in the first Democratic debate, taking on Joe Biden, and her numbers went up.
You were wrong to oppose busing in America.
But since then, her campaign had a hard time focusing on a message. She ran out of money to do much advertising, and there were high-profile reports of disarray in her campaign. On Tuesday, she canceled a high-profile New York fundraiser before telling her staff she would not be continuing on. Recent polling had her in sixth place in the Democratic race. Alex Stone, EBC News.
The House Democrats have laid out a scheme by U.S. President Donald Trump to abuse his office for political gain. Aaron Katursky reports.
House Democrats laid out their case for impeachment in a 300-page report that directly accused President Trump of a scheme to leverage the power of his office for his own gain. To Democrats, the president's intent was laid out by his own chief of staff, Mick Mulvaney, in this exchange with ABC's Jonathan Carl.
Funding will not flow unless the investigation into the Democratic server happens as well.
We do that all the time with foreign policy. And I have news for everybody. Get over it.
The White House said Democrats failed to produce any evidence of wrongdoing by President Trump. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
A kickoff event for Toys for the North was held at CFB Trenton this morning. Toys for the North provides toys to children in communities in northern Canada who don't have the same access to the latest toys as children in this area do. The Royal Canadian Mounted Police have participated in Toys for the North charitable drive since 2010. Sergeant Mark Laporte is with the RCMP.
Well, the RCMP is the primary police jurisdiction in the Northern Territories. There is no provincial police, so we have that responsibility. And throughout the years, it's been identified that the communities in the north, especially in the far north, don't have access to the shopping or the abundance that we have down here in the south. So the initiative was started so that we could get toys to those communities and to the most needy people that are out there.
The plane load of toys heads up north on Friday. Brian's Auction in Trenton is collecting non-perishable food to donate to the Care and Share Food Bank. They say their goal is to collect enough donations to fill the back of a pickup truck. Greg Oosting is the general manager at Brian's Trenton, and he says they do many events like this throughout the year, but they try to up the ante come holiday time.
This time of year, we try to step it up and do a little bit more because of the time of year requires, you know, a little bit more money and a little bit more to spread around. So we try to get a few more people involved.
Oosting says that for people struggling with bills around the holidays, food drives like this can really make a difference.
They help out tremendously with all the hungry folks that are this time of year. People have to pay extra bills for heating and electricity and whatnot this time of year, so it helps out to bridge those gaps.
Donations are still being accepted at Brian's on 160 North Mary Street in Trenton. There was another climate protest held in Belleville last week. Students from Albert College and environmental activists protested in front of MP Neil Ellis' office on Friday. Kyle Ellington talked to some of the protesters about why they were there.
The raucous crowd of students from Albert College who went to Friday's climate change protest in front of Liberal MP Neil Ellis' office. Students from Albert College went and shared their voice and opinions. Albert College student Suri Brownie said they feel that they are being failed and the planet is dying.
We are going to have to deal with the consequences of that, and to know that our government isn't as reactive as we are and that they don't take this as seriously as we do, it's disappointing.
Myron Krishanthar, a grade 11 student, said he came because they're going to suffer the effects the most in the future and they need to make a change right now.
There isn't any more waiting that we can do, and I really want to live in the future where things are okay and that I can survive and that my sister, my family can survive.
Protester Randy Henning said he was happy to see young people come out and show how much they care about the environment.
Pretty great to see them out and realizing the situation that all of us are in.
Environmental activist Danny Zalowski said it's younger people's future at stake, and the students from Albert College coming out means that they know it too.
We're going into another decade. We're going into the decade of the 20s. Basically, we've lost another decade of inaction, and this has got to change.
Kyle Ellington, QNET News, Belleville.
That's QNET News on 901X to 406. Sports is next.
Mother Nature here. This year, give your family the gift of nature, a gift that makes a real difference. When you purchase 2 acres lovingly preserved by Quinte Conservation, you'll receive an annual conservation area parking pass. 100% of the proceeds will support the Conservation Authority's local natural spaces. And as a bonus, take home one of the plush forest friends for free. Perfect for a Christmas stocking. Visit quinteconservation.ca today or call 968-3434. This holiday, give something that gives back to nature.
In sports, there are 10 games on tonight's NHL schedule, including an all-Canadian matchup in Vancouver. The Canucks face the Ottawa Senators in the second contest of a 5-game homestand. The Winnipeg Jets are back in action tonight as they welcome the Dallas Stars to Bell MTS Place. The Jets enter the contest in third place in the Central Division with the Stars right on their heels. The slumping Montreal Canadiens are at home to take on the New York Islanders tonight. The Habs are 0-5-3 over their last 8 games. Matt Stajan has retired from pro hockey following 14 seasons in the NHL. The 35-year-old native of Mississauga, Ontario, had 413 points in 1,003 career games with the Montreal Maple Leafs and Calgary Flames. Stajan finished his career last season with Germany's Red Bull Munich. The Raptors will be looking to extend their 7-game win streak when they host the Miami Heat tonight at Scotiabank Arena. Raptors are coming off a dominating home victory against the Utah Jazz, in which they won 130-110. The Raptors will also be looking to extend their home win streak to 10 games tonight. Miami is 8-2 over its last 10 games. Tip-off is at 7:30 tonight. There's another NHL coach taking heat for alleged abuse in the locker room. This time, it's Belleville's native and Chicago Blackhawk assistant coach Mark Crawford under fire for incidents with former players Sean Avery, Patrick O'Sullivan, and Brent Sobel that have caused the Blackhawks to open an investigation into Crawford. David Foote is part of the Belleville Center's broadcast. He says hockey culture is changing.
I think the culture has started to change from the lower levels first, and where a lot of times you get a trickle-down effect. I think in this case you're getting a trickle-up effect.
Crawford was most recently a coach for the Ottawa Senators for 4 seasons before joining the Blackhawks. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville this afternoon is 0 degrees and mostly sunny. Overnight, it will drop to -3 with scattered flurries. And tomorrow morning, it will warm up to -1, also with flurries. At 4:09, it's -3. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Connor Robinson. News on 91X, next at 5.